It's Current State on WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Fans of the network TV show Whose Line Is It Anyway know its premise. Four comic masters riffing off each other's improvised lines in zany high-speed fun. The program originally debuted in Britain more than 25 years ago. The U.S. version of the show ran from 1998 to 2007 on ABC. Whose Line was revived in 2013 on the CW. Now, the show, which is taped before a live audience, has also spawned a live stage production. Tonight, comedians Joel Murray, Jeff B. Davis, Ryan Stiles, and Greg Proops bring the antics to the Wharton Center in East Lansing with their rendition of Who's Live Anyway. I caught up with Greg Proops this week before his performance, and I asked him why he chose to become a comedian in the first place.
Well, I don't have any other marketable skills, Mark. As a teenager, I started doing it. Otherwise, I would have been a petty criminal, because I don't even know how to type, really. And I was treated as an adult when I first started doing stand-up by the people at the nightclubs, and I think that's what really appealed to me, being given that kind of respect when you're a teenager.
Whose Line Is It is actually an import from British television. The program began back in 89. How did you get involved?
They were auditioning people, and I was trapped in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, doing a gig. And a friend called me and said, there's a British improv show. Then I didn't get to audition that year, and I wept bitter tears in my room. Fortunately, they came back the next year, and I lived in San Francisco at the time, and they auditioned, and I got on. And that was 1989, and it's been quite a long time now. And I did the British show for 10 years, and then the ABC show for 4 years, and now we're on our fourth year on the CW. So it's been pretty wild. We also did the West End in London in July. We played the Palladium.
Nice.
For a couple weeks, and we did it last year as well at the West End. So it's as popular as it's ever been, as far as I can tell.
That's outstanding. How does perfecting a stand-up routine impact your ability to improvise? It would seem like it gives your improvisational muscles maybe a little bit of a rest, and that might be a good thing. Do you go back and forth kind of from one to the other?
I do. I do stand-up. I have a podcast called The Smartest Man in the World. And I have, and I do the improv with the guys, and it's all built into one thing. You know what I mean? Because I like to play and go off the top of my head and jump backwards, not looking where I'm going. It makes it fun for me because it keeps it exciting all the time. Stand up is a different bag because you have to write things out and be very specific about what you're talking about.
Right.
And the podcast is a combination of both. I can go off a paper and talk about current events and things like that, and I also extemporize as much as possible. So everything I do kind of plays into each other. With the improv group, though, we really are riffing it as hard as we can, and we do amuse each other quite a lot at this late date, which is very nice.
How unscripted is Whose Line Is It?
Completely.
Yeah.
We know what games we're going to play, and we know what we're going to do, but that's it. We don't know what we're going to say, and I don't know how much plainer that could be that we're improvising. If you don't know what you're about to say, then you're making it up. And, of course, I'm in a group with Ryan Stiles, who's it's like, you know, playing hockey with Wayne Gretzky. He just points at the net and puts the biscuit in the basket.
Gotcha. Do you have any sense as to how a skit's going to go before the show is taped?
Oh, no. I mean, I think everything, you know, is on its own merits. But, I mean, mind you, when we're taping the show, I'm there with Colin Mochrie and Wayne Brady, so I've got a pretty good idea it's going to be funny because these guys don't really fail that much.
Yeah.
And so I ended up on a very strong team, which has been lucky for me. And the same with our live show. You know, Joel Murray, who's, of course, of the famous Murray clan of Bill and Brian, and Jeff Davis, who's we've worked with for years, and who's also on Whose Line. We've all done improv a long time, so we really hit the stage hard and try to be really enthusiastic and throw the ball at each other as hard as possible.
We're talking with Greg Proops. He's a stand-up comedian and improvisational artist. He's done extensive voiceover work as well in a number of films and TV shows. He's probably best known as a semi-regular cast member on the TV show Whose Line Is It Anyway? Greg will perform tonight at the Wharton Center on the MSU campus in East Lansing as part of the traveling production Who's Live Anyway? We've got a clip here from the show that I'd like to play just to give our listeners who may not be aware of your style just a taste of it. This is from season one, I believe. Here you are with Ryan Stiles, and the host, Drew Carey, is asking you to improvise on a character on Sesame Street. Let's listen.
Sesame Street.
I've been stung on the bottom. Can you spell B?
You can't spell B. B's a letter.
No! There's more than one letter in B.
Well, it's odd that there's B's in this neighborhood.
Is there a method about improv that helps you sustain laughter during a scene?
Our laughter or their laughter? Because I just tend to laugh at anything anyone says. I don't stay in character.
I was thinking of the audience. But
I'm of the Harvey Korman school of performing. I laugh at everything. I mean, you know, it's all about timing, really, and playing the moments. I think if you're in the moment, you'll get more laughs. You don't even have to say something funny. You just have to say something that everyone's thinking, I think. We're all kind of on the same page there. I mean, the thing about improv is I think the audience is playing along with you, which is what makes it different than stand-up. Stand-up, you're always trying to surprise everybody every 2 seconds. But in improv, I think if you say, I've got a banjo here, they're like, play the banjo.
Mm-hmm. Now, you tape the show in front of a live audience, and that interaction is central to the success of the skits. But obviously, improv can go wrong, and it does. And we've got another clip as an example of that. We've had to massage it a little bit to make it suitable for broadcast. Here it is.
Excuse me, son. Now, I'm no palooka, but you can't come in and bring that bazooka. This is school, as you can see. I'm a principal for thee. I'm the principal. That's true, and I'm f***ing this up, man.
Do the moments on the show always feel funny to you in your mind as you're doing it, or how consciously do you ever think, oh, I'm dying here?
Oh, well, more taping, there's no time to think about anything because we're just up and down so much and running so fast that we don't really get nervous or anything like that. And then the live show, I'm never nervous at all because, like I say, I got a great team to be on. On stage is where I feel comfortable. It's off stage where I'm, you know, chancy.
But how does doing the traveling stage show, how much does that differ from the TV show? Is it really no difference at all?
Oh, no, it's quite different. I mean, first of all, it's totally interactive. We bring people out of the audience and do improv with them. We sing songs to people in the audience, bring people out of the audience and tell stories. So it's like the opposite of watching on TV. It's way more participatory. Mm. And we can be a little more, frank.
Got it.
It's not vile or anything like that. You can totally bring kids and your family, but it's just not constrained by network TV rules. So
gotcha.
We can get saucier.
Do you try to localize the humor in any way?
Oh, absolutely.
Way?
Yeah. Well, Joel's from Chicago and spent a lot of time in Michigan over the years, and I played Michigan many times. So, yeah, we try to let people know that we know where we are.
You've got your hands on a lot of projects. You're a voiceover actor. You've appeared on numerous TV programs, including a recurring role on the Nickelodeon series, True Jackson VP. Do you have an ultimate project that you are just striving to land or make happen?
Oh, no, I'm always working on stuff. I mean, we're doing the podcast today, and I've done it this year. We're going to New York in November to do it. We've done it this year in London, Wales, Glasgow, Stockholm, Antwerp, San Francisco, Portland, you know. So we take the podcast around the world. That's one of my big projects. I have a book called The Smartest Book in the World that's still out and that comes out in paperback in February. And so I'm always working on something. Probably have a new album by the end of this year, we're hoping.
All right. Greg Proops, a comedian known for both his stand-up and improv work. He's possibly best known for his work on both the British and American TV versions of the show Whose Line Is It Anyway? And Greg performs tonight alongside Joel Murray, Jeff B. Davis, and Ryan Stiles at the Wharton Center here in East Lansing. It's the traveling production Who's Live Anyway? Greg, a pleasure talking with you. We look forward to your gig here in East Lansing.
Thanks so much, Mark. I really appreciate it.